pig squirting blood, the mouth open wide like the ghoul was crying. I was him. I felt like I was gonna puke.
Partners.
I didn't hear a word of what Miss Rubin was saying after that. Blah, 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 science fair project, blah, 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 partners, blah, blah. It was like the way grown-ups talk in Charlie Brown movies, like someone talking underwater. Mwah, 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 mwah. Then all of a sudden, Miss Rubin started pointing at kids around the class. Reed and Tristan, Maya and Max, Charlotte and Jimena, August and Jack. She pointed to us when she said this. Miles and Amos, Julian and Henry, Savannah and... I didn't hear the rest. Huh? I said. The bell rang. So, don't forget to get together with your partners to choose a project from the list, guys, said Ms. Rubin as everyone started taking off. I looked up at August, but he had already put his backpack on and was practically out the door. I must have had a stupid look on my face, because Julian came over and said, Looks like you and your best bud are partners. He was smirking when he said this. I hated him so much right then. Hello, Earth to Jack Will, he said when I didn't answer him. Shut up, Julian. I was putting my loose-leaf binder away in my backpack and just wanted him away from me. You must be so bummed you got stuck with him, he said. You should tell Miss Rubin you want to switch partners. I bet she'd let you. No, she wouldn't, I said. Ask her. No, I don't want to. Miss Rubin, Julian said, turning around and raising his hand at the same time. Miss Rubin was erasing the chalkboard at the front of the room. She turned when she heard her name. No, Julian, I whisper screamed. What is it, boys? She said impatiently. Could we switch partners if we wanted to? Said Julian, looking very innocent. Me and Jack had this science fair project idea we wanted to work on together. Well, I guess we could arrange that, she started to say. No, it's okay, Miss Rubin, I said quickly, heading out the door. Bye! Julian ran after me. Why'd you do that? He said, catching up to me at the stairs. We could have been partners. You don't have to be friends with that freak if you don't want to be, you know. And that's when I punched him. Right in the mouth. Detention. Some things you just can't explain. You don't even try. You don't know where to start. All your sentences would jumble up like a giant knot if you open your mouth. Any words you used would come out wrong. Jack, this is very, very serious, Mr. Tushman was saying. I was in his office, sitting on a chair across from his desk and looking at this picture of a pumpkin on the wall behind him. Kids get expelled for this kind of thing, Jack. I know you're a good kid, and I don't want that to happen. But you have to explain yourself. This is so not like you, Jack, said Mom. She had come from work as soon as they had called her. I could tell she was going back and forth between being really mad and really surprised. I thought you and Julian were friends, said Mr. Tushman. We're not friends, I said. My arms were crossed in front of me. But to punch someone in the mouth, Jack? Said Mom, raising her voice. I mean, what were you thinking? She looked at Mr. Tushman. Honestly, he's never hit anyone before. He's just not like that.
Julian's mouth was bleeding, Jack, said Mr. Tushman. You knocked out a tooth. Did you know that?
It was just a baby tooth, I said.
Jack!
Said Mom, shaking her head.
That's what Nurse Molly said.
You're missing the point, Mom yelled.
I just want to know why, said Mr. Tushman, raising his shoulders.
It'll just make everything worse, I sighed.
Just tell me, Jack.
I shrugged, but I didn't say anything. I just couldn't. If I told him that Julian had called August a freak, then he'd go talk to Julian about it.
Then Julian would tell him how I had badmouthed August, too, and everybody would find out about it.
Jack, said Mom.
I started to cry.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Tushman raised his eyebrows and nodded, but he didn't say anything. Instead, he kind of blew into his hands like you do when your hands are cold.
Jack, he said, I don't really know what to say here. I mean, you punched a kid. We have rules about that kind of thing, you know. Automatic expulsion. And you're not even trying to explain yourself.
I was crying a lot by now, and the second Mom put her arms around me, I started to bawl.
Let's, said Mr. Tushman, taking his glasses off to clean them.
Let's do this, Jack. We're out for winter break as of next week anyway. How about you stay home for the rest of this week, and then after winter break, you'll come back and everything will be fresh and brand new. Clean slate, so to speak.
Am I being suspended?
I sniffled.
Well, he said, shrugging. Technically, yes. But it's only for a couple of days. And I'll tell you what. While you're at home, you take the time to think about what's happened. And if you want to write me a letter explaining what happened, and a letter to Julian apologizing, then we won't even put any of this in your permanent record, okay? You go home and talk about it with your mom and dad. And maybe in the morning, you'll figure it all out a bit more.
That sounds like a good plan, Mr. Tushman, said Mom, nodding. Thank you.
Everything is going to be okay, said Mr. Tushman, walking over to the door, which was closed. I know you're a nice kid, Jack, and I know that sometimes even nice kids do dumb things, right?
He opened the door.
Thank you for being so understanding, said Mom, shaking his hand at the door.
No problem.
He leaned over and told her something quietly that I couldn't hear.
I know. Thank you,
said Mom, nodding.
So, kiddo, he said to me, putting his hands on my shoulders. Think about what you've done, okay? And have a great holiday. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa.
I wiped my nose with my sleeve and started walking out the door.
Say thank you to Mr. Tushman, said Mom, tapping my shoulder.
I stopped and turned around, but I couldn't look at him.
Thank you, Mr. Tushman, I said.
Bye, Jack, he answered.
Then I walked out the door.
Season's greetings.
Weirdly enough, when we got back home and Mom brought in the mail, there were holiday cards from both Julian's family and August's family. Julian's holiday card was a picture of Julian wearing a tie, looking like he was about to go to the opera or something. August's holiday card was of a cute old dog wearing reindeer antlers, a red nose, and red booties. There was a cartoon bubble above the dog's head that read, "Ho, ho, ho." On the inside of the card, it read, "To the Will family. Peace on earth. Love, Nate, Isabel, Olivia, August, and Daisy."
Cute card, huh? I said to Mom, who had hardly said a word to me all the way home. I think she honestly just didn't know what to say.
That must be their dog, I said.
Do you want to tell me what's going on inside your head, Jack?
She answered me seriously.
I bet you they put a picture of their dog on the card every year, I said.
She took the card from my hands and looked at the picture carefully. Then she raised her eyebrows and her shoulders and gave me back the card.
We're very lucky, Jack. There's so much we take for granted.
I know, I said. I knew what she was talking about without her having to say it.
I heard that Julian's mom actually photoshopped August's face out of the class picture when she got it. She gave a copy to a couple of the other moms.
That's just awful, said Mom. People are just...
they're not always so great.
I know.
Is that why you hit Julian?
No.
And then I told her why I punched Julian. And I told her that August was my ex-friend now. And I told her about Halloween. Letters, emails, Facebook, texts. December 18th. Dear Mr. Tushman, I am very, very sorry for punching Julian. It was very, very wrong for me to do that. I am writing a letter to him to tell him that, too. If it's okay, I would really rather not tell you why I did what I did, because it doesn't really make it right anyway. Also, I would rather not make Julian get in trouble for having said something he should not have said. Very sincerely, Jack Will. December 18th. Dear Julian, I am very, very, very sorry for hitting you. It was wrong of me. I hope you are okay. I hope your grown-up tooth grows in fast. Mine always do. Sincerely, Jack Will. December 26th. Dear Jack, thank you so much for your letter. One thing I've learned after being a middle school director for 20 years, there are almost always more than two sides to every story. Although I don't know the details, I have an inkling about what may have sparked the confrontation with Julian. While nothing justifies striking another student, ever, I also know good friends are sometimes worth defending. This has been a tough year for a lot of students, as the first year of middle school usually is. Keep up the good work, and keep being the fine boy we all know you are. All the best, Lawrence Tushman, Middle School Director. To L. Tushman at beecherschool.edu, CC, John Will at phillipsacademy.edu, Amanda Will at copperbeach.org, from melissa.albans at rmail.com, subject, Jack Will. Dear Mr. Tushman, I spoke with Amanda and John Will yesterday, and they have expressed their regret at Jack's having punched our son, Julian, in the mouth. I am writing to let you know that my husband and I support your decision to allow Jack to return to Beecher Prep after a two-day suspension. Although I think hitting a child would be valid grounds for expulsion in other schools, I agree such extreme measures aren't warranted here. We have known the Will family since our boys were in kindergarten and are confident that every measure will be taken to ensure this doesn't happen again. To that end, I wonder if Jack's unexpectedly violent behavior might have been a result of too much pressure being placed on his young shoulders. I am speaking specifically of the new child with special needs, who both Jack and Julian were asked to befriend. In retrospect, and having now seen the child in question at various school functions and in the class pictures, I think it may have been too much to ask of our children to be able to process all that. Certainly, when Julian mentioned he was having a hard time befriending the boy, we told him he was off the hook in that regard. We think the transition to middle school is hard enough without having to place greater burdens or hardships on these young, impressionable minds. I should also mention that as a member of the school board, I was a little disturbed that more consideration was not given during this child's application process to the fact that Beecher Prep is not an inclusion school. There are many parents, myself included, who question the decision to let this child into our school at all. At the very least, I am somewhat troubled that this child was not held to the same stringent application standards, i.e. interview, that the rest of the incoming middle school students were. Best, Melissa Perper Albans. To melissa.albans at rmail.com, from L. Tushman at beecherschool.edu, CC John Will at phillipsacademy.edu, Amanda Will at copperbeach.org. Subject, Jack Will. Dear Mrs. Albans, thank you for your email outlining your concerns. Were I not convinced that Jack Will is extremely sorry for his actions, and were I not confident that he would not repeat those actions, rest assured that I would not be allowing him back to Beecher Prep. As for your other concerns regarding our new student, August, please note that he does not have special needs. He is neither disabled, handicapped, nor developmentally delayed in any way, so there was no reason to assume anyone would take issue with his admittance to Beecher Prep. Whether it is an inclusion school or not. In terms of the application process, the admissions director and I both felt it within our right to hold the interview off-site at August's home for reasons that are obvious. We felt that this slight break in protocol was warranted, but in no way prejudicial, in one way or another, to the application review. August is an extremely good student and has secured the friendship of some truly exceptional young people, including Jack Will. At the beginning of the school year, when I enlisted certain children to be a welcoming committee to August, I did so as a way of easing his transition into a school environment. I did not think asking these children to be especially kind to a new student would place any extra burdens or hardships on them. In fact, I thought it would teach them a thing or two about empathy and friendship and loyalty. As it turns out, Jack Will didn't need to learn any of these virtues. He already had them in abundance. Thank you again for being in touch. Sincerely, Lawrence Tushman. To melissa.albans@rmail.com. From johnwill@phillipsacademy.edu. ccltushman@beecherschool.edu. amandawill@copperbeach.org. Subject, Jack. Hi, Melissa. Thank you for being so understanding about this incident with Jack. He is, as you know, extremely sorry for his actions. I hope you do accept our offer to pay Julian's dental bills. We are very touched by your concern regarding Jack's friendship with August. Please know we have asked Jack if he felt any undue pressure about any of this, and the answer was a resolute no. He enjoys August's company and feels like he has made a good friend. Hope you have a happy new year, John and Amanda Will. Hi, August. Jackalope Will wants to be friends with you on Facebook. Jackalope Will, 32 Mutual Friends. Thanks, the Facebook team. To augiedoggiepullman@email.com. Subject, sorry. Message. Hey, August. It's me, Jack Will. I noticed I'm not on your friends list anymore. Hope you friend me again, 'cause I'm really sorry. I just wanted to say that. Sorry. I know why you're mad at me now. I'm sorry I didn't mean the stuff I said. I was so stupid. I hope you can forgive me. Hope we can be friends again. Jack. One new text message from August, December 31st, 4:47 p.m. Got your message. You know why I'm mad at you now? Did Summer tell you? One new text message from Jack Will, December 31st, 4:49 p.m. She told me bleeding scream as hint, but didn't get it at first. Then I remember seeing bleeding scream in homeroom on Halloween. Didn't know it was you, thought you were coming as Boba Fett. One new text message from August, December 31st, 4:51 p.m. I changed my mind at the last minute. Did you really punch Julian? One new text message from Jack Will, December 31st, 4:54 p.m. Yeah, I punched him, knocked out a tooth in the back, a baby tooth. One new text message from August, December 31st, 4:55 p.m. Why'd you punch him? One new text message from Jack Will, December 31st, 4:56 p.m. I don't know. One new text message from August, December 31st, 4:58 p.m. Liar. I bet he said something about me, right? One new text message from Jack Will, December 31st, 5:02 p.m. He's a jerk, but I was a jerk too. Really, really, really sorry for what I said, dude, okay? Can we be friends again? One new text message from August, December 31st, 5:03 p.m. Okay. One new text message from Jack Will, December 31st, 5:04 p.m. Awesome! One new text message from August, December 31st, 5:06 p.m. But tell me the truth, okay? Would you really want to kill yourself if you were me? One new text message from Jack Will, December 31st, 5:08 p.m. No! I swear on my life, but dude, I would want to kill myself if I were Julian. Smiley face. One new text message from August, December 31st, 5:10 p.m. LOL. Yes, dude, we're friends again. Back from winter break. Despite what Tushman said, there was no clean slate when I went back to school in January. In fact, things were totally weird from the second I got to my locker in the morning. I'm next to Amos, who's always been a pretty straight-up kid, and I was like, yo, what up? And he basically just nodded a half hello and closed his locker door and left. I was like, okay, that was bizarre. And then I said, hey, what up? To Henry, who didn't even bother half smiling, but just looked away. Okay, so something's up. Dissed by two people in less than 5 minutes. Not that anyone's counting.
I thought I'd try one more time with Tristan, and boom, same thing. He actually looked nervous, like he was afraid of talking to me.